So yesterday, the Western Cape High Court ruled that Aitsa High School keep its doors open pending a legal challenge to having the underperforming school shut down. Now, it's more than just an underperforming school. It's structurally unsafe, according to the Western Cape Education Department. Now, while the department locks horns with the legal teams fighting to keep the doors open, there are parents and pupils waiting to start the school year. Clearly, the legal battle and struggle on the grounds, at Aitsa will continue for some time, as there is a Supreme Court of Appeal that still needs to make a ruling. And we never know, this might even go to the Constitutional Court. But you're now joined by MEC Debbie Schaefer, the Minister for Education in the Western Cape. Good morning, Debbie. Good having you on the show.
Hi, Kino.
Why, just to, because I'm not assuming that everybody follows the news every day, why in the world would the department want to close Aitsa, especially in a situation where we don't have enough schools, some would ask, to, you know, cater for all our learners?
I think the question really should be, why should we keep it open? Because it is basically a shell of a school. It has been for some time. For many, many years, it's been vandalized and literally taken away, carried away by people in the community who haven't done anything about stopping it. The quality of learning and teaching is not good. There are only about 60 learners left at the school, and there are two other high schools within 1 kilometer radius of Aitsa High School. So when you look at the province as a whole, makes no sense whatsoever to spend 60 million rand rebuilding a school in a community where there are already two other schools who can accommodate the learners from Aitsa, and you have accommodated many of them quite safely, and they're doing very well, because some individuals in a very small community in the Western Cape insist on taking us to court over and over again.
Okay, so tell me more about this community that insists on taking you to court all the time.
It's instigated by Tony Ehrenreich, who has a personal interest in that community. I think he lives there. He's obviously got a strong attachment to the school, which I understand, but we all have strong attachments to our school as government. Unfortunately, though, we have to apply our minds across the entire province. And as you're well aware, we have incredible financial constraints. So we cannot afford to keep a school open because someone has a sentimental attachment to it when there is adequate provision for learners in that community very close by. So unfortunately, though, it is, it's just simply not feasible as a government to do that. We have other areas that are under far more pressure where we are obliged to provide schools. We continually battle to do so, given the increasing numbers in the province. Last year alone, we had 25,000 additional children coming into our schools. That equates to nearly 20 schools. It's not possible for us to build 20 schools in 1 year.
Well, we know that you spend on prefab classrooms 500,000 a classroom. I know that might not sit, in your domain, but someone should chat to Public Works and tell them to get their act together, or national government to get their act together, to make sure that alternatives can be used that'll bring the costs right down. So if a school costs you 80 million and you can potentially build it for, I don't know, 60 million or 50 million for that matter, I think the idea then is to find the alternatives to make sure that more money is available to do more with.
We are doing that, we've been having those discussions continuously, also at a national level. We certainly have concerns about how much it costs to build schools in some places compared to others. Sometimes contractors seem to like to inflate their prices for government because some people seem to think government has an endless supply of money. We certainly are looking at every possible alternative, but as you say, we also have to have mobiles because at some of our schools we need additional classrooms, and we have been looking at alternatives for that purpose.
Okay, that is good news. By the way, as a show, we are going to get on some of these contractors to find out why it actually costs 500,000. It doesn't make sense financially, actually, if one just looks at the cost of building them. So that is something else we'll do. So the Western Cape High Court says keep the door open.
Yes, it does. It's greatly unfortunate. There was a 15% pass rate last year for the matrix. I'm desperately concerned about those learners at the school. It's inexplicable to me how anyone can want to keep their children at a school like that. It's dangerous. There aren't enough teachers for the number of subjects that people want to take. We can't afford to give a whole lot of teachers for 60 learners. So the number that they get according to our formula is not adequate for a good education. And I'm really quite frankly mind-boggled that anyone wants to keep their children in a school like that.
And what happens if the Supreme Court of Appeal says, well, actually, no, keep the school open?
We will We'll take legal advice on what the court says and what processes we follow.
Okay. And then one more thing, and I've heard one or two people say, yeah, but you know, if we have to walk a lot further, there's gangsterism in our area, you have to possibly go into other areas. Has that been something that was raised with you? Is that something that was taken into account at all, if it is an issue?
Absolutely. It's a hugely problematic issue in Edgecliff, gangsterism. We took that into account every step of the way. I made detailed inquiries with my department of any other learners from that area who have gone to the other schools in that community, which are Ravensmead and St. Andrews. And I was assured that the other learners who have already moved have not experienced any problems that are associated with moving from one school to another, other than the, how shall I say, normal gangsterism issues in the community.
Well, MEC for Education in the Western Cape, Debbie Schaefer, will keep our eye on this particular story. And by the way, if you work for one of those companies that builds prefab classrooms, can you explain to me why, and I mean, on average, a classroom is 60 square meters. Give or take, used to teach, say, about 60 square meters. No?
Slightly bigger.
All right, slightly bigger. Make it 70. 500,000 rand for a prefab classroom. I would love an explanation for that. Because if there are sharks out there, the show is going to show you up for who you are. I'm not joking.